Welcome back to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Hey, don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you want to hear it again, no problem. Just go to the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us. While you're there, grab the Civic Media app. Take us everywhere you go. It's all waiting for you right now at civicmedia.us.
A Dem Test Fake. He's an award-winning singer, songwriter, MC, and hip-hop guitarist whose music fuses funk, reggae, blues, and hip-hop. Known for his compelling storytelling, commanding stage presence, and baritone voice. With a new album coming out in May and a show at the Burr Oak in Madison on April 3rd, Adem is here in the studio to perform a few songs live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Adem Tesfaye, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It feels great to be back once again. It's good to see you, Rocker. How's it going?
Oh, thank you. And this is, I think, your third time actually playing here in the lair, but the first time over here on our State Street studio.
Yeah, I like it. It's nice. It's a change of pace for sure.
This is your first time to State Street.
Yes, it is.
I thought you were here one other time.
No, this is it.
This is it. All right.
University Avenue. That was the last time we had him in.
Right.
That was like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a couple of years back. Adem, your journey, it began in Madison, where you co-founded the hip-hop band, the Black Poets Society, and it took you to Seattle and New York City. Tell us a little bit of your background.
I grew up here. I went to West. I'm a West guy. So for all my East Side friends.
Regents.
Yes. You're a Regent too?
I went there for a bit.
All right. I have a large family. My uncles are dancers and musicians as well. And my grandmother had like 8 kids. So there was a lot of us. So we were all dancing around and having fun together growing up. So it was a big family thing. And then we started the Black Poets Society in high school, me and my uncle Lacour and my friend Ben, and Latone Hart was a part of that, and Greg Dobie helped us do our first recording. I don't know if you know Greg Dobie.
I think I do.
Yeah, Regime Records, and that's how we started in the recording business. And then from there, we started a band because we wanted to do something live, which was really cool. And then the band broke up.
Yeah, of course, right?
And then from there, I started a solo project called D Is Ill, where I went out and did some rap and produced a record, which you can get on Spotify as well. And then from there, I moved to Seattle. And in Seattle, I had a jazz hip hop band. And then I came back to visit one time, and this is before I played the guitar. And I came back to visit, and one of my uncles had a spare guitar, and I was like, hey man, do you mind if I take this with me? So he loaned me it. He said, you can borrow it. So he didn't let me just have it.
Is that it that you have?
No. This came afterwards.
Is the guitar still on loan?
No. I gave it back to him.
Okay.
Because as soon as I got a little bread in my pocket, I was like, I'm giving this back, you know.
Nice.
So I could have my own, you know, I wanted to go, and I went and picked out a classical guitar. So I started off my journey on a big neck classical guitar with nylon strings, and because I wanted to rap and play guitar, so like that was like my thing. I wanted to be able to be free to move around without having to have a band if I didn't need to, but also, you know, building the tools to be able to have a band, and that's, you know, that's a tricky thing in itself. I don't know how many people have bands, but I didn't go to school for music. So like, you know, communicating what I learned to get people to play was always an interesting challenge.
Well, you did go to school. You were a Badger.
I was not a Badger.
You were not a Badger.
No.
I thought you were a part of UW basketball. That's what it says here anyway.
No, I didn't play hoops, man.
All right.
I didn't play. I played hoops at West. We won state. Maybe that's where it is.
The hoops.
I played at hoops at West. We won state for basketball. But no, I'd never... I missed the basketball boat, man. It was kind of sad, actually. I was pretty good.
You played state, though, or you got to go to state?
No, we won.
Nice.
Yeah, we won. We went 3 years in a row. I was on a team with, like, Alex Compton and Mike Diamond and Alec Mosier and Gus Doyle, you know, the governor's son. And, yeah, we won. We were pretty good. You know, we went 3 years in a row, and we got one victory out of it, which is good. Brought it back home to Wisconsin, to Madison. And then I came back from Seattle for about 5 years and started the soul rap movement. It was kind of like a hip hop rap band. And then from there, we released the soul rap movement. And then I moved to New York shortly thereafter. And I was there for 15 years.
Wow. And then you came back during the pandemic to Madison.
Well, you know, that's a funny story. I don't know if you want me to go into it now, but...
Well, maybe really briefly.
All right. So, like, I was done with New York, and New York was done with me. So, I put my stuff... I was going to travel the country. I put my stuff in storage the last week of February in 2020, and I had a show in Milwaukee, and I was going from Milwaukee to Austin to Phoenix, San Diego, and then back to Madison and then New York to get my stuff. But that first weekend... What is it, March? Everything shut down.
And
then there was no more travel.
There wasn't.
And then I was like, oh, what do I do now? Because what I was seeing on the screen in New York was not a scene I wanted to go back to at that time.
Right,
I was like, I'm not going back to that. I don't even have a house, you know. So I decided to, you know, set some roots back home. And 5 years later, I'm still here.
Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with the Dem Tess Fay presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called In the Eyes. Is this a song about perception?
It is. It's a song about just being present, you know, working on being present and not broadcasting too far into the future or getting stuck in the past. That's most of my challenge, being, you know, big into... you know, Buddhism and Taoism and things like that. So I spend a lot of time philosophizing and trying to be cool, you know how it is.
Yeah. Dem Tess Fay, he's live in the studio right now. If you got a question, if you want to say hello, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text from the Civic Media app. Dem Tess Fay, live in the lair.
And I know that life must change. And those feelings from outside, they fade away. They fade away. And they fade away. If I told you my story, would you forget it? If I showed you that I loved you, would you take that for granted? And why do I do that anyway? My life, this world, one hell of a dynamic. They say, write those songs, boy. Now run and try and sell it. And why do I do that anyway? And so when people, they ask me about things that I believe, I say anything's possible, so I have to get by and live in the eyes of today, not tomorrow. And if I live in the past, as yesterday, and what happens now is the thing that matters when you wanna make a change. Does it make you uncomfortable that I see you and me, and I feel that is actual? I really means we share. The same air. Namaste, I think you're a star. It doesn't really matter where you are. It don't look close, but it sure ain't far to see who you are, who you wanna be, who you wanna be. And so when people, they ask me about things that I believe, I say anything's possible. And I know that life must change. And the feeling
feeling from outside, they fade away. They fade away. So I have to get by and live in the eyes of today, not tomorrow. And if I live in the past, that's yesterday. And what happens now is the thing that matters. What happens now is the thing that matters. Mm-hmm. What happens now is the thing that matters. When you wanna make a change. Cause anything is possible.
Very nice. A Dem Test Fay live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. 844-967-2789 if you want to ask a Dem a question. A Dem, I got a question for you.
Sure.
We were talking about you living in New York, getting stuck back in Madison, and ultimately making Madison your home again. Do you have any plans to go back east at all, or...?
Only to visit.
Only to visit. Yeah, I mean, I've gone to New York a couple of times as a tourist, and I personally could not imagine living there. It was just so big, so many people, and always buzzing with something. You know,
it's an acquired taste.
Yeah,
it takes a lot to get used to the. It's like an opposite of this almost, which is kind of like an interesting thing for me. It took me a long time to get back into moving at this pace.
Right.
I felt like I was running 100 miles per hour when I got back. And then now I'm like, okay, I kind of have a better grasp on how to like move at a different pace, slower pace. And I like it. You know, it's, you know, there's things I miss about New York, but there's things I don't want to experience about New York anymore either.
What's the one thing about New York that you miss the most?
Pizza? No, definitely not pizza. I like the New York pizza, but I miss the I actually miss just the variety and culture. You know, just like being able to go up to Harlem and being able to go to Brooklyn and just get culture that you know, all the different food and just seeing just so many different people speaking so many languages. I think that was always cool. Like you get on the subway and you'll hear 10, 15 languages, you know, in the course of 15 minutes. And that's very beautiful. It made me feel it made me feel part of the world, you know, where here I can feel very marginalized because, you know, it's a little more, how do I say this? It's not as diverse. I'll just use those words.
Right. You're not wrong at all. As far as you, my favorite thing in New York was the different neighborhoods as you walk through and the different cultures, rocker. It was really cool. You could walk, you know, a mile this way, and it'd be totally different from the mile before. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a trip. It's definitely a trip. You get used to it, though. I'm not excited. I don't miss all the subway dancing as much as people think it's cool. It's annoying when you're tired and you're sleepy and you want to go to bed. And it's showtime. And, you know, these kids come with a boombox, start spinning all around. They're doing good stuff, but when you're tired, you don't want to do it.
Adam, you have an incredible band. And the Adem Test Fay Band is nominated for a Wisconsin Area Music Award, a Whammy Award, for the second year in a row for Best Band. And your drummer is the Mighty Joe White.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about your band and give the drummer some.
Give the drummer some. All right. Well, you know, Anderson Taylor, Joe White, we go back to high school. He's fabulous. He can do anything. He's such a talent, not only just in his drumming, but his ear and his ability to write. I can't wait until he puts some of his music out as well. I mean, he's such an incredible musician. Like, you know, when we're in rehearsals and stuff, he can hear it all. He hears all the little subtleties and stuff, which is really great. And just a great spirit, great person. And just to keep talking about other guys in the band as well, LaCour Yancey, he's my uncle, bass player. He's the first person to really turn me on to live music. He plays on all my records. You listen to most of my music. There's a couple of songs he doesn't play bass on, but he plays bass on all that stuff. He's also a great writer and musician, and he's putting out some new music as well. And then Doses, Alberto Gloria, he has his own act. You can check him out too. He's online. Young guy. He's got some great music. Keyboard player. He's always in the studio working on things. So make sure you check him out too. I think he's playing at the Gamma Ray on the 11th. And then Amani, she's the newest member of the band. She's from Brooklyn, funny enough.
Oh, nice.
And when she was young, we lived on the same block, but I didn't know it. No, I didn't know her. She was a little kid, you know what I mean, at the time.
That's awesome. Wow.
And when we met here in Madison, she was like, yeah, I used to live in Brooklyn. I was like, where? And she was like, Park Slope. I was like, oh, no, where at? And we lived on the same block at the same time. And
Full circle.
Yeah, so it's cool. So that's the band that we rock. And Yurell Lashley as well. He has drum power, amazing African drummer, percussionist, Yurell Lashley. And we're going to rock it. It's going to be real fun.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with a Dem Test Fay, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Magnetic.
Yes.
Is this just another silly love song?
Is it another silly? You know, I don't know if I should do this on the radio. It's a little, I'll keep the swear words out, right?
Yeah,
no curses, please.
All right.
Thank you.
it's more of, you know, I've never been married, I have kids, so it's more of a, from a perspective of as a single guy when I wrote it, you know, just kind of like a fun, you know, nice to meet you type of song.
I love it. It's a great song. We play it every once in a while, the edited version, but that's all right. Adem Tesfaye, he's live in the lair. We're back sync on Civic Media. Go ahead, Adem.
All right. Not sure that we can call this love, but I know this from first sight. I want to give you a hug, girl, maybe kiss on the first night. You and me, eye gazing, damn, your eyes so amazing. Picture us still in the show, walking in the front door, dancing the sand under moonlight. Keeping it close because it feels right. I'm holding your hand because it feels right. Keeping you close because we just might take a chance of romance. Doing it because we can. Just take a chance of romance. I can't help it, girl, until I see you again. Because you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. Cause you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. I wanna see your body naked, girl, bathing by the ocean sun. I love the way you shake it, girl. No mistaking that you're the one. 2, 3, 4. Sophisticated and I adore. Don't have to, but I give you more. Don't have to, but I want it now. Ooh, girl, the way you put it down. Ooh, girl, the way you make me. You make, you make, you make, you make, you make me smile. Cause you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. Cause you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. Until I see you again. 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 Cause you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. Cause you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. Until I see you again. 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 Until I see you again, see you again, see you again, see you
you again until I see you again. See you again. See you again. See you again until I see you again. See you again. See you again. See you again until I see you again.
Yes, Magnetic, A Dem Test Fay live in the Lair. I love that song. It's one of my favorites that you on the last album. And but now you have new music coming out soon, right?
Yes, I do.
Whole new album. Tell us about this album.
Well, this, you know, it was funny because when we went in the studio, we recorded like all this music, and some of it got left behind. And so, like, what I'm releasing now is some of the stuff that we're finally getting around to finishing up. So it's not as new as I'd like it to be, because I wrote two records. So I have another record coming right after this one. So there's two albums that are coming out.
Two albums. Okay.
Two albums. But the first one is going to be of stuff that I did with the band, like, last year.
Okay.
And now it's ready to be released. And the first single is called Coasting. And I'm actually really proud of this. Me and Scott, I got to give a shout out to Scott. The engineer and producer, we work in his studio, and he's been working with me on and off through all my ups and downs, you know.
What studio?
What is Scott? I don't know the name of his, it's in his basement, studio.
Scott's basement studio.
Scott's basement studio.
He's got a name for it. It's just slipping loose, you know, it's just, well, sorry, Scott, I know you're going to kill me when you see me when you hear this. Don't.
Your next show is coming up April 3rd at the Burr Oak in Madison, and it's kind of a release show because you're going to be releasing that single.
Yes.
How do we keep up with A Dem Test Fay and your music and upcoming shows online?
You can find me at www.ademtesfay.com. That's ADEMTESFAYE.com. I want everyone to go to my .com, and then everything after that is the same. So you can find me on all the other, you know, everything from Insta to, I won't say X, but I just did.
So we got 3 minutes. We want to play your brand new song, Coasting.
All right.
Let's check it out.
Let's do it. Say, I'm a thinking man, just like the little engine. I think I can, then I blink again, get weak and play this thinking game. I can't stop thinking, damn, it just goes to show I need a raft. The riptide has rolled in too fast, it feels like I'm drowning. I'm in too deep and the water's still rising, but I won't live my life like I'm trapped on a boat that won't float in the ocean. The watchtower light is shining too bright. I can't live my life like my truck's on flat, no tread, no forward motion. I'd rather be coasting. Can I see through the eyes of lies? My eyes of lies drift to the sea, polluting, promoting these lies, seducing for sexy corruption, consumption, lusting for humping, panting and hunting, chasing, facing that hardest equation. I pray for this nation, cause life's so amazing, it's dazing, and some days I feel like I'm crazy.
Oh, wow. So all right. So Adem Test Fay here live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Adem, thank you so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate it. It's really awesome hearing your music. ADemTestFay.com. April 3rd at the Burr Oak in Madison. 7 p.m. tickets at theburroakmadison.com.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, gentlemen, ladies. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Adem. Appreciate you. Hey, we're going to talk about the Mama Cares Ball that's happening tomorrow, plus a double dip of the Jimmies. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.